Hi, welcome to the BA Christmas Brew for 2024. I'm Lisa.
I'm Jo.
I'm Kerry.
I'm Pete.
And I think I'm Mike. I'm not totally sure though.
Well, I used to thought you were Santa Claus.
So every year we do a Christmas special. So I can't believe it's come out so quickly again. Another year gone, another couple of seasons of BA Brew have passed. So what's everyone looking forward to? Jo, what does Christmas mean to you?
Oh, so I'm going to do a big family Christmas this year. Lots of food, lots of drink. And I'm looking forward to the after lunch game of Cards Against Humanity, where my 90-year-old granddad always surprises me with his answers. So that'll be the highlight of the year.
I've not heard of that before, that game. That sounds brilliant. Fantastic. How about you, Kerry? What are you looking forward to the most?
Well, ideally, I'd like a bit of snow, but whether that's going to happen or not, I've got absolutely no idea. But that's always my memory of Christmas, is snow as a little kid. So anyway, I would say my children are at the perfect age for believing in Santa. So I think just watching them come down Christmas Day, seeing their faces, looking at all their presents and Santa being and eating his mince pie, drunk his milk, and the reindeer's eating half a carrot, which is always very exciting.
So how old are they, Kerry, now? Because it is quite...
Four and six.
Oh, that is the perfect age, isn't it? We've got kids that age.
Yeah, so very excited. As am I. I'm very excited.
Well, let's hope for snow, then. Brilliant. How about you, Pete? What are you looking forward to the most?
I suppose keeping on the family theme, I'm quite looking forward to seeing my two-year-old grandson open up his presents on his second Christmas, I think it is. Although I don't know whether I'm actually going to get to see him on the day. So, I mean, it might be we'll have to keep some back just so that I can get to see that. But I mean, to be honest, I've got loads of memories as a kid from Christmas. But I think one of the things that I really like about Christmas is it kind of draws a line under the year. So I always look forward to it as a bit of, phew, thank God for that. You know, and been able to have a bit of a chill out and, you know, not try and exist in a slower way than I normally do, because it's been absolutely manic this year, as I'm sure it has for everyone else.
Yeah, no, definitely. It has been a very busy year, very busy. I think it's a long time coming, the Christmas break, isn't it? No, lovely, you've got a grandson at that age as well, so that actually the best years are to come, aren't they?
It's at that age of wonderment, you know, when you open up things and go, oh, you know, you don't get that with adults. Everyone just gets really, all right, okay, I've had one of those. Oh, I've got six pairs of socks this year already, you know.
Well, we haven't done our secret Santa yet, Pete. You never know.
True. So maybe we'll all have that sense of wonderment.
Send a memo out. Anybody who's got Pete, no more socks. No, it's a lovely time. We've only got little ones, isn't it? So how about you, Mike? Or should I say Santa?
Santa, I think. I've realised who I am now. Obviously, I'm going to be very busy on the run-up to Christmas and with lots of things to deliver. So I'm looking forward to a rest, but Christmas Day isn't really a rest, because I usually get up at ridiculous time on Christmas Day, take the dogs out for a walk. Once they're done, then it's a case of preparing the food. So last few years we've had a roast goose, so that's takes a bit of preparing. That all needs to get done in time for me to then get to parkrun, and I'm hoping there won't be snow on Christmas Day. It will spoil parkrun on Christmas Day. You can't have snow. It gets a little bit challenging doing a parkrun on Christmas Day. So after that, I've got to go and fetch my in-laws, bring them back. We'll have our Christmas dinner. And in the afternoon, then there's a chance for a bit of a rest. And the thing that I'm really looking forward to is the opportunity for eliciting lots of groans as we get the dad jokes rolling out. So that's it. My son's actually getting quite good at dad jokes now, although I'm hoping he's not trying to tell me something. But yeah, so it's the dad jokes, the relaxing into some really bad puns and all of that kind of stuff.
My son informs me that granddad jokes are even worse than dad jokes.
Right. So what's the difference with granddad jokes then?
I just think they're even more cheesy, I guess. Yeah. Right. Because you know, as you get older,
get more cheesy than dad jokes.
It's a good question. I will put it to him next time I see him. You know, do spill the beans. What's the big deal?
Can we, Can we end the call on a cheesy granddad joke as an example?
Oh my goodness.
There's no pressure there. No pressure.
Oh, one.
There must be some in the bank. You've got to have some cheesy jokes.
Okay, I've got one. It's not a particularly Christmas one, but I have got one.
Go for it, Pete.
I've got a cheesy one as well. I've got a cheesy one.
Well, you say go for it, but actually, Lisa, I don't think you've done your bit, have you?
No, oh, sorry, I should
have
over to you, Lisa.
No, that's okay. What am I looking forward to? Joe, I think some years you're more excited than others, and this year I feel super excited for Christmas, more so than last year. But I think it's little things like, I don't know, like the adverts that you see on TV and just the music, the lights in the street. It's just, yeah, I'm feeling it this year. I'm feeling the Christmas vibe. So, yeah. And just like you've all said, like a bit of time off work, just a bit of slower time just to chill out with family, watch Christmas movies, eat way too much. Yeah, all that good stuff. All that good stuff. I don't have a joke though, unfortunately, so I'll pass over to you for that bit.
Well, I go on. What do you call a... I would say a horse, but I'm not sure that's the right part of it, which is another problem with granddad jokes, is that you often forget the punchline before you get there. But what do you call, we'll try it anyway. What do you call a horse with a blindfold?
Don't know.
Mascarpone.
Oh,
very
it's not
good.
Particularly good, is it?
It's cheesy. You have to say it's cheesy.
It's also technically incorrect, of course, because a pony is not the same thing as a horse. But that's as good as it gets, I'm afraid.
And mine is, what did the cheese say to the mirror? Hello, me.
Hello. Oh, no.
Oh, that was good, actually.
It's a thing we haven't got Andrew Kell on here. He's the master of cheese jokes.
Yeah, he certainly is.
We've never finished the brewing.
It's all in the delivery as well. And with Andrew, he's got perfect comic timing, hasn't he? Yeah.
He has.
He's brilliant at the cheese jokes.
And on that bombshell.
Thank you all for joining me, and thanks to all our viewers and listeners who've supported us all year round. We really appreciate it. All the best for 2025, and we look forward to seeing you in the new year when we kick off season 10 on the 10th of January. So thank you all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Good Christmas, everyone.